Talking today with Dr. Ron Scholler from the Great Plains Canola Association. Dr. Scholler, you know, as we think about where we are in planting canola in this state, we're up to about our 10th or 12th year now where we've been actively trying to promote canola, actively getting producers more and more interested in it. Last year, we kind of hit a road bump. As we hit the planting window here for 2014, are we seeing some effects of that?
Well, I think we will, Ron. It was a terrible year for everything we planted, and that will always have some negative impact. We're hopeful that we're not going to lose our momentum. We were poised for great growth, but the kind of year we just are coming out of, with still some prospects of drought out there, have to have slowed things down just a bit. But we've been talking to our seedsmen and to growers themselves. We've been out actually ground truthing it, if you will. And most of our growers, with the exception of the far southwest part of the state, intend to stay the course. And so we'll see a little bit of a decline this year, but we're just hoping it's not too much. We just believe so strongly in this industry for all the right reasons that we just have to keep moving forward.
Now, when we start thinking about this planting window, it's a relatively tight window of 30 days that kind of the RMA has suggested and really mandated regarding crop insurance.
That's correct. Certainly compared to a cereal crop, a grass crop like wheat, it is a much narrower window, but it's enough time to get the crop in if our growers have planned properly and are ready to go. You know that we like to say the most important trip across the field of the entire year is that planting trip. So it's critical to get everything ready. Harvest begins at planting. It's hard to improve as you go along. Things can deteriorate, but it's very hard to get things better than where you start. So we have just opened the window. We've got 30 good days ahead of us, though, or just slightly less than that. We have some soil moisture. Things are looking good. We've been talking to growers at our planter calibration clinics that Heath Sanders and Josh Bouchon are putting on. We've just had some of those, and the growers appear to be very optimistic, particularly coming out of such a terrible year.
Of course, we learn something almost year to year with this being such a new crop.
Well, we do. And one of the things, I'm always looking for those golden nuggets. And not surprisingly, people in this state and experts in this state are looking for drought mitigation strategies. Well, Ron, our winter crops are our drought mitigation strategy. We're not going to find some silver bullet to mix some metaphors there. We need this crop to rotate with wheat. It makes a wheat farmer a better wheat farmer, but there's such a demand for the crop itself, even as a standalone crop. We're importing almost all of the canola we're using in this country. We should be producing that locally. There's a tremendous market. The price for canola has dropped a bit, but the spread between canola and wheat remains about the same, and that's very, very important.
I guess one of the reasons that it is a good drought mitigation strategy is that the crop largely is growing during a cooler time of the year.
Even though we may not have the ideal winter weather conditions or the cool season conditions that we would like, traditionally, particularly west of I-35, it's still the best growing conditions that we're going to have that year. We've tried summer row crops all across the state, and it's a hit-and-miss situation. Some years we do okay. More years than not, we don't. And even when we do well, I've always told the growers that I've worked with, remember, this is not Iowa. We may have a really good year for summer row crops, but in the long run, we're always going to go back to the norm, which is less moisture, higher temperatures, more moisture loss than we need to have happen for summer row crops. So we need to plant. We have to plant. There's a reason we plant hard red winter wheat in Oklahoma and this part of the world. There's an old saying, we didn't choose wheat, wheat chose us, because it matches up well with our weather conditions, generally, with some exceptions, unfortunately. But canola does the same thing because it's growing at the same time of the year. And so if we're going to have good weather, generally it's going to be during those months. And so we need this crop, and we need to not lose faith in it because we've hit a little bit of a speed bump.
And I guess what you know, if we come back a little bit more reasonable conditions during this growing season, we'll have the opportunity probably to regain some of that momentum in what, 2015, 2016?
I think so, because growers have had at least a decade now to see what this crop can do. It does have some drought tolerance. It's a deep tap-rooted crop. We've really talked a lot about that. The scientists have, the researchers have. Getting down and finding that moisture, but you have to have something for it to get down there and find. We still have a lot of drought in the state. About 85% of the state is still in some level of drought today. So the moisture that we have, while it's superb to have it, it's surface moisture, and we need some longer-term general rains to come back, and this crop will be poised and ready to take off.
You know, when you think, and as you've talked to our allied industry folks, our seed companies, and some of the other folks that are helping merchandise the crop and everything, are they sensing right now from producers as we come into this planting season?
Well, we certainly always use their attitude and their practices, their thoughts on the industry or any ag industry as a barometer of what's going on, because, of course, they're focused on profitability. And we've been visiting with them, and again, they're expecting a little bit of a drop off. They're hoping to remain level, not surprisingly so. And if they tell us if they can stay in that range, they remain optimistic, again, particularly given the year we've just had. So the feedback we're getting from them is still optimism, and they're staying the course.
When maybe switching your hats just a little bit over to the Oilseed Commission, you're starting to be able to do some research things that can be helpful to the production of canola, as well as trying to promote the crop itself as well. What are some keys right now to try to maybe keep this crop, you know, moving forward over the next few years?
Well, one of the things we're really proud of on the Oilseed Commission side is about 60% of the money that the farmers have paid through the checkoff, the first purchaser checkoff system, has gone to fund research at OSU to find answers for the problems that vex the growers, and we have plenty of those. But our researchers are working on weed control and the proper use and timing of fertilizer applications, what's needed and when to put it on. Of course, they're looking to find the varieties that match up the best for our conditions. You cannot just assume that everything is going to work right. We've had some very mild winters, and one of the things we learned this last year is not everything is tolerant as some others. One of the always exciting things for a new crop is, when will we have hybrids? You know that in the early days of corn hybrids, and this has taken everyone back a ways, the corn hybrids were not nearly as much advantageous as they've turned out to be over time. There was maybe a 15% advantage in the very early days. And of course, we know now what the advantage of hybrid corn is over open pollinated. We'll see the same thing with canola. The advantages of hybrid canola right now are relatively small, but as better ones come along and they're winter hardy for us in this region, we're going to see, I think, an explosion of those types available, and that will again solidify the long-term sustainability of this industry. So those are the kinds of things we're working on and working with industry on.